WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Critic at large Laurie Stone has some thoughts on the NBC miniseries The Murder of Mary Fagan. Laurie is interested in its perspective on anti-Semitism.
Most of the time that anti-Semitism is treated in the media, it gets mythicized. It's seen as so diabolical as to be beyond human understanding, and it's privileged as a unique atrocity. Unfortunately, this is a view that winds up scanting other forms of race hatred. In fact, every bigotry has a unique history. It's a position that also, unfortunately, fits hand in glove with the Jewish romance of being Jehovah's chosen people. NBC's five-hour miniseries, The Murder of Mary Fagan, gives us a worthier view of anti-Semitism. The show airs on January 24th and 26th, and I recommend it. It's based on true, harrowing events, and while it remains clear-eyed about the particular development of anti-Semitism, it skillfully illuminates the political contexts that heat this poison to a boil. The year is 1913, the place Atlanta, Georgia. The economy is so depressed that cotton sells for 5 cents a pound. On a Saturday in June, pretty 13-year-old Mary Fagan, who works at the pencil factory, goes to manager Leo Frank's office to collect her week's wages, $1.10, and a few hours later is discovered dead. The girl had clearly put up a struggle, but although Frank, a northern Jew, hasn't a single scratch on his body, he's arrested, tried without evidence, convicted on hearsay testimony, and sentenced to hang. The film is dramatically wobbly, but the lead actors, Peter Gallagher as Leo Frank and Jack Lemmon as Georgia Governor John Slayton, turn in graceful performances. The show has the built-in suspense of an unfolding mystery, and most importantly, it gives each factor in Frank's case its due. The whole is ultimately deeply disturbing. The show achieves its effects by focusing less on the division between Jews and anti-Semites than on the separation between power and powerlessness. We're led to sympathize with the poor whites and blacks until they form a mob against Leo Frank. We dislike Frank for not paying his workers better, but feel for his victimization. We mistrust the governor until he's prepared to take a stand and possibly sacrifice his career. We feel contempt for the politically ambitious prosecutor who uses a black man to denounce Frank and stokes anti-Semitism to win his case. And we loathe the party boss who controls everyone in the state and calls all the shots in the trial. This setup, the movie makes clear, could as easily be Eastern Europe 1913. A Gentile girl is found dead. Jews are accused of using her blood to make matzahs. A gypsy or a member of some other hated minority nails a Jew. Nationalist sentiment is aroused, pogroms are encouraged, and all the frustration of the disenfranchised is siphoned from socialist rebellion into Jew hate. It happened here, just about like that. Balladeers made a folk heroine of Mary Fagan. The day Frank was sentenced, thugs bashed the windows of Jewish businesses in sections of Georgia. The guilty parties were never brought to justice, and the figures most responsible for the episode gained immense popularity as a result. The Murder of Mary Fagan frequently alludes to the race hatred of blacks and thus does anti-Semitism a justice by lining it up in the heinous parade of bigotries.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice.